Now, the cancer changes have been welcomed, as you say, but there are some other regulations and they're being heavily criticised by some of the disability charities and campaigners. What are they?
Yeah, well, there are new rules on how people with both mental and physical health conditions will be scored during an assessment because you have to get points. So the Department for Work and Pensions say if a person has a chronic bad back and pain, they'll only be able to score points towards their employment support allowance assessment for the physical problem, just the chronic bad back. But if someone has been, say, in a car crash and is a wheelchair user, but has also got a secondary diagnosis of depression as a result of that car crash, then they would be able to accrue points for both the physical problem and the mental problem. But mind, the mental health charity is worried by some of these changes. And secondly, there are also changes about how people are scored if they could work but using equipment. So, for example, if you can't sit for long periods but you could be fit for work if your employer would let you stand, that should be taken into account, according to the government. And also, if medication is available to treat your condition, you could be told to get some. Now, lots of people, including the charity Scope, are not happy about that.
Carolyn, thank you. Sue Marsh is a disability campaigner with an organisation called We Are Spartacus. Sue, I know you're worried about some of these changes, but the government says most of it is good news, and they certainly have done what the cancer charities asked them to do, haven't they?
Either the test's fair or the test's not fair. If the test's fair, then it shouldn't matter whether cancer patients go through it just like any other condition, Parkinson's, MS, motor neurone disease. I think, you know, it's fairly obvious why the government might exempt cancer, because it's something everyone understands. One in three of us will get it. It gets a lot of sympathy. Frankly, you know, it's just good PR, isn't it, to exempt a condition that gets this kind of sympathy.
But Sue, no test is perfect, is it? So in that sense, you'll never be satisfied, will you?
No test's perfect, but this one's so imperfect, it's quite funny, or if it wasn't so tragic. Actually, what this was about with the aids and appliances that you were talking about is, we call it the imaginary wheelchair test. So someone can actually go along for an assessment, and if the assessor feels that they could maybe work if they had a £20,000 wheelchair, they can assess the person as fit for work without discussing it with the person, not even telling them that's what they're going to do, whether the person's got £20,000 for a wheelchair or not, whether they've even got the wheelchair or not. And this is the same for guide dogs. You can have an imaginary guide dog test now. It's the same with medications. And actually, there's a serious point here, a very serious point, because doctors aren't allowed to force anybody to take certain medications, and it absolutely should be the case that the government aren't allowed to do that either.
Well, we did ask a government minister to come on. No one was available today, but what they did say is that these rules about equipment and medication are not new, and they do say that they will take into account whether equipment is available.
Okay, so, you know, for instance, the physical and mental health separation that you were talking about.
So,
in
no, let's not go on to that.
No,
let's stick with what we were on and just answer that.
It was to answer the government, actually. It was to say that they're saying these changes aren't new. Actually, they are new. They're completely new. So for the mental and physical one, I've got a good example. They're now saying those have to be separated. This is the situation before, and I'm reading from the guidebook that the actual doctors have to use when assessing people. They should be mindful that those with physical problems may also have subsequent mental health issues, and careful and detailed exploration of these issues must be part of any assessment. Therefore, the mental function assessment should be applied in all cases where a specific mental disease or disability affecting mental function has been diagnosed, or when there's a condition where mental, physical or sensory resulting in the apparent impairment of cognitive or intellectual function. It's a clear change. It was always very careful. I could give you 20 quotes, but I'm sure you don't want them. Always very careful to say that both had to be considered. Now they're saying they don't have to be considered. That's a change.
Sue, we'll have to leave it there. Sue Marsh from We Are Spartacus. Thanks for coming on.